the dolphins came by every morning and they came by every night, like right where I was staying, like right in front of me, like just feet in front of me.
I saw a video. It's like they were trained dolphins coming to put on a show.
It's like I have my own SeaWorld.
I think God sent those dolphins just to come by and be like.
Hey, everyone. Jason Malone here. Welcome to the Jesus on Display podcast. Before we begin today's content, I wanted to say thanks for supporting us here at Fellowship Greenville with your gifts and your generosity. Because of your giving, we get to share resources like this podcast with you to help reach you wherever you are in your life with Jesus. If you'd like to support the ministry of Fellowship Greenville, you can head to fellowshipgreenville.org/give to get started. Thanks so much for your support, and we hope you enjoy today's episode. Good morning. Or afternoon.
Evening.
Or evening. Maybe middle of the night if you're having a hard time sleeping and you think this could put you to sleep.
The watches of the night.
Matt Rexer and I would like to welcome you to the Jesus on Display podcast.
Welcome.
A little bit of a quarterly update.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we do a lot of things here on the podcast. There's some condensed sermons.
Mm-hmm. Cut them down a little bit.
There's some encouragement for your daily commute. There's storytelling, well, which we might get into today.
Storytelling. Yep.
Stories of grace from our people. And this, probably the most tuned in thing, the quarterly church update.
Well, so a little bit of update and stories from the lives of Jason and Matt.
And one of the things that we most enjoy about this quarterly update is that it's also video. It's not just there on the audio. And I was commenting on the fact that you did not dress up very much today. You're wearing a graphic.
I knew that you would like just have a t-shirt on. And so
you're wearing a graphic tee.
I wanted to be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is my worship hawk.
It's a worship hawk.
Ski.
Yeah. So. We're so glad that everyone's listening today. I'm glad to be back. I don't know if people remember, but the last quarterly update, I was unable to attend.
Yeah, Johnny and I did it. That's right.
Because I had a little bit of a situation with my throat. I couldn't really talk. I was hoarse.
And on the paper, whenever it said Matt, Johnny would just go ahead and read that as well.
Yeah. So he was doing the whole thing?
Well, he just took my parts a lot. Okay. And so I didn't appreciate it.
Okay. Well, this time around, I promise to let you do your parts.
Stay in your lane.
And I'll do my parts. And with that being said, it's your part.
We'd like to give you a quick update on the ministry plan that was affirmed recently. As you know, our budget year goes from July to June.
You may not know that. You might have just found, you said as you know.
As you may know. I said May, right?
No, I think you said as you know.
All right. See, now you know it. July to June is the budget.
Yep.
And so every year we present, this is the ministry plan from the elders and ministry leaders here. And you guys get to affirm it. You get to read it through and say yes or no. And 99% of you affirmed yes. And so we're excited to move into a new year together of generous giving, of ministry, and thanks for that.
Let me speak to this really quickly. We have a very generous people here.
Absolutely.
And I'm incredibly thankful for generosity. And not just the people who attend here. I would say this about our elders. I would say it about our staff team. Just the generous people. So join in together to be able to do what it is that the Lord has called us to do in this new year of ministry, which has a lot of different moving pieces, which maybe we'll talk a little bit about today.
We'll get to it.
On the podcast.
That's right.
It's an exciting time to start the fiscal year this way. So thanks, everybody, for your not just affirming, but your generosity. So thanks so much.
So you haven't seen Jason's rugged face for a while.
This is true.
Because he's been on a sabbatical.
Yeah.
We have a nice policy for pastors to get away for rest once in a while, and he has made good use of that this summer. So let's hear a little bit of a... what's been going on? Where you been? What you been doing?
Before I talk about what I actually did on sabbatical.
Ignore my question.
Let's talk about how pastors hear people talk about the sabbatical that maybe they just had.
How pastors
hear people talk about it. Because without fail, when I have a sabbatical, there's a lot of comments from people.
Like, did you write a book?
Right.
Did you go to Europe and start a fellowship?
Right.
Like that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's those kinds of like inquisitive questions. And then there's also the backhanded comments
I wish I got a break.
And so here's some things that you could say when a pastor comes back from sabbatical that would be an encouragement, and then things that would make them be very...
Is this going to land coming from two pastors? I don't know.
Well, who else was going to do it? The people who don't get a sabbatical?
A non-pastor telling the non-pastors how to respond to pastors that way. But anyway, it's too late now.
We're down this road.
Here we go. Here we go. What's a good way to respond to a pastor who just got back from sabbatical?
I'm so glad that I'm a part of a church that gives a regular rhythm of rest to a pastor.
That's
a
good one.
To invest in his own walk with the Lord without all of the pressures of ministry, yeah, while also prioritizing his family in such a way.
I don't know who's going to say
that
this,
his children grow up not resenting the church for taking their father away.
This is a good person. Whoever is saying this,
super encouraging.
Thank you for that.
Very, very encouraging.
I was praying for you while you were gone that you would be refreshed in ministry because I know it carries a lot of burdens.
That's a really good one. Yeah. What would be some things that maybe you wouldn't want to have said to you?
Well, we don't need to.
I had no idea you were gone. Do you really do anything around here anyway? That's a good one.
Where have you been?
Why do you need a break? Don't you just work on Sunday morning from 9 to 12?
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
I like that one a lot.
Yeah. But really,
I wish I got a sabbatical with my job. That's really good. Yeah, I am thankful. We had a wonderful time away. It was a lot of fun just being able to unplug. Sabbaticals are not just good in regards to the rest piece. Sabbaticals are really good for pastors to be reminded that the ministry world does not revolve around them.
Yeah.
Things are going to continue to happen, and really good things continue to happen, and you weren't even there for it. So always remember that. So that's an encouraging thing to think about as well. But it is a good time with family and here at Fellowship on sabbatical. You don't have to go write a book. You don't have to go get another degree. You don't have to head to Edinburgh. Where is
Edinburgh,
it?
Scotland?
Mm-hmm, yeah, right.
I'm sure there's an Edinburgh somewhere.
Always. So all of that to say, it was great.
It's one of the things I do appreciate about you.
What's that?
Is that I think you have a good theology of rest and Sabbath, but then this sabbatical thing. So
yeah,
you've been pushing a lot of the leaders to do this, even when it was, you know, on paper, but it's like, no, you need to really do this.
Yeah. So. Well, not a lot of
good
people.
Good example.
A lot of people don't know this, but you and I are just finishing up 26 years of pastoral ministry.
And our faces don't show it.
Yeah, it's 26 years.
Right.
And in that 26 years, I've had three sabbaticals, and all three have come within the last 9 to 10 years of ministry. And I went a really long time without having one or taking one. And as I observed and listened to a lot of buddies and friends that were in ministry, a lot of burnout and that sort of thing. And so I think implementing this for us is really great. I have conversations all the time with guys about sabbatical. Even over my sabbatical, a buddy from Cedarville that we went to school with.
Was on sabbatical.
His first ever one in 20-something years in ministry. And he was coming through Greenville and he said, "You're on sabbatical? I'm on sabbatical. Can we get together and you can talk to me about sabbatical? Because I've never sabbated." And so,
two men in sabbatical walking to a restaurant.
Yeah.
It's
so anyway, all that to say, it was a lot of fun.
We've just pivoted this whole podcast is now going to be
on rest.
Yeah. No, we're not going to do that. We have lots to get to.
I did spend a little time in Florida.
Okay.
It was really beautiful. A little bit on the intercoastal waterway. So a little bit off of the beach. And I'm telling you right now, the dolphins came by every morning and they came by every night. Like right where I was staying, like right in front of me, like just feet in front of me.
I saw a video. It's like they were trained dolphins coming to put on a show.
It's like I have my own SeaWorld.
I think God sent those dolphins just to come by and be like,
I looked at my wife at one point.
Was that a dolphin? That was a bird.
I looked at my wife one time while we were sitting there and I was like, you know, if you live here, you get used to the dolphins. Like I bet you don't.
That's true.
You don't see them. You don't come out in the morning probably or in the evening to watch them swim by once again. And then I looked at my wife and I said, what's our metaphorical dolphin?
Lose the wonder.
What's our metaphorical dolphin
in Greenville?
In Greenville, South Carolina. And you know what she said? She said it's the beauty of the mountains and everything all around us. Like when you're going down 385 and you crest over right after you go through under Haywood Road and boom, there it is. It's just really beautiful.
You go under Haywood Road?
Well, you go under the overpass over Haywood Road and you go, whew, right there.
There it is.
Boom,
yeah.
Foothills.
Majesty.
What do you think your metaphorical dolphin is?
The squirrels. Whew. squirrels around here.
You think you miss it because there's so many of them?
I don't know what it is.
I would like all of us to think about it, and we'll talk about it more later. Yeah. Metaphorical dolphin.
The thunderstorms. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you've been able to get away.
Thanks. What have you been doing while I was gone?
I have not gotten away at all. I've been here just working so hard. No, it's been a great month. We are going to get away to the beach soon. And here's what I say about summer so far is the small moments, not big vacation moments, because we haven't gotten away yet.
The small moments.
Small moments like going out with my kids to run errands the other day.
Okay.
And we were all silly and laughing the whole time, and it was super fun. Having a salad on the porch with my wife the other night, listening to a thunderstorm.
Mm.
So nice.
First of all, I'm proud of you for having a salad.
Once in a while.
Okay.
Good. Gotta have it.
Yeah.
And then this is maybe the peak of the summer so far, is I made myself a grilled cheese hot dog last week. Right. So,
thus the needing to have the salad.
Yeah, I saw it on Instagram. What you got to do is you make the hot dog first, you know. I would sear the hot dog in butter. I think it gives it a nice crisp.
Okay.
I like some chili and mustard. But then you have the hot dog. You put like sharp cheddar cheese all over top of it
and flip it
over onto the cast iron pan. And then all the cheese gets melty and almost a little crunchy. And you have this grilled cheese hot dog. So next, we have...
I love it. And I think people would probably try it based off of your recommendation.
Let me know. Put it in the comments how your grilled cheese
hot dog. Do we have comments on this? We can have. We were just told that we could have comments.
Well, so let's keep it to the grilled cheese hot dog, right?
And what is your metaphorical dolphin?
Ooh, metaphorical.
I want to know what your metaphorical dolphin is.
Yeah.
Yeah, those would be the two things. Hey, we've had a wonderful sermon series this summer studying through Revelation.
Revelation.
Now, I say that as someone who has yet to teach through Revelation.
You've
Other people have been handling this.
That's why Trent said it was the greatest series we've ever done.
Because I haven't been here. Yeah, that's fair. Now, as someone who studied Revelation for 10 weeks in college, I had a whole class on Revelation.
10 weeks.
5 days a week, 8 o'clock in the morning, I rolled into Dr. Grimacki's class. You remember him.
Yes.
And it was wonderful. I absolutely loved it. And so was excited when the teaching team, Charlie and Jim and myself, got together and decided Revelation is what we would be doing. And so it's been a really good
few more weeks left.
I was just talking with Chandler and Joseph Adams and said to both of them, as someone who's been traveling around a good bit this summer and listening to the messages online and Spotify, that's right, and YouTube, the views are way up. I think word is out that Fellowship Greenville is studying through the book of Revelation. Yeah. And a lot of people who don't even go to church here are tuning in.
People are intrigued.
They're intrigued by
it. People are always intrigued.
Yeah. So it's been a great study, and it'll be wrapping up here pretty soon. And then we're headed into the fall and the winter, and tell everybody what we're going to be doing, man.
We are going to do Galatians.
Which I am really excited about.
The Epistle of Galatians again.
Yeah. I'm really excited about that. I think years and years ago now, we did a Galatians series here at Fellowship Greenville.
Yeah.
And years ago, did a Galatians series at a Summit Church where I used to pastor.
It's pivotal.
And so we're really looking forward to that.
I wrote some original songs. I think I'm going to pull them back out.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
That'd be fantastic. I would love that. And then obviously we have Royalty Part 3 coming also in 2025. So there's a lot.
The third part is Solomon.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's how. I think that's how it goes.
Solomon.
He was a wise, wise man.
1,000 women.
Yes.
Riches untold.
Riches untold, yeah.
What a life.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's going to be great. That's a little bit of what's coming up from our teaching calendar. People are always asking. Do you get that question a lot? I get it a lot. What's next? What are we doing next?
Yeah.
What's the next book?
Good bit.
Yeah. So I'm excited. Finish up Revelation. Go to Galatians, Royalty Part 3.
Yeah, but what about after that?
I don't know yet. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. I'm sure we'll come up with something.
Guys, this is something new that I didn't know about and like to tell you about it.
If you didn't know about it and you work here, imagine how many people don't know about it.
We have a webpage that is dedicated to gospel expansion.
Yeah.
It is fellowshipgreenville.org/expansion. And in there, you can find all kind of stuff. You can find the latest updates, pictures, subscribe to our churchwide newsletter, and clicking on the links description of this episode, right? That'll take you there. So All kinds of stuff on there. What can you find on there?
I'm a little disappointed that you didn't know about it.
Did we rename it or something?
Like, I've talked about it on a Sunday morning from the stage. We've actually put it up. We put the link up on the screen before.
Well, maybe I thought it was called something else.
Yeah, you might have. Yeah. But there you can go find all kinds of different pieces of information.
Can we see all of our mission partners on that page?
Is that, no, that's not really what it's about. That's not what it's for.
Why don't you do this part?
Like Chandler, the guy behind the camera right now who actually develops and puts everything on that page.
Why don't you do this part? Because obviously it's been around. I don't know anything about it.
Well, right here it says you're going to find some pictures. What pictures do you think you would find on that page?
Pictures of
just random pictures.
Missionaries?
No.
No. Pictures of the Adams Mill.
Oh, now you're getting there.
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Good.
The Gospel old YMCA expansion. At yeah. Adams Mill. Mm-hmm. We're renovating that right now.
Yeah, we are.
And if you go there, that's what you'll find.
I wanted to quickly speak to that because I was just there today. I went down to Adams Mill to check it out. And I have not been because I've been out of town. I haven't been down there. In a surprise maybe to some people, I don't stop by every day. Mm-hmm. Do I have my own hard hat? I do. do I carry my boots? In my car or truck so that I can go by it at a moment's notice.
Your duck boots, like waterproof?
I do.
Get out in the mud.
Yeah. And so I did go by today and was able to walk through it, and they're really getting some
stuff
things
is happening.
Done. Yeah. Yeah, very exciting.
The shape of rooms, you can start seeing.
Oh, sure, the framing's up, and the drywall is going up, and the parking lot has all pretty much, there's a little more they still have to do there, like pave it. But like the layout of it and everything is going to look phenomenal.
Like pave it.
Yeah, like pave it. They got to do that. So let me say to that just really quickly, again, back to the generosity side of things. Thanks so much for your generosity in us moving towards all things Adams Mill. Mm-hmm. Because also while I was gone, I heard when I got back that over $4 million of the pledged over $9 million has already come in. Sweet. And that's awesome. So thank you. That is allowing us to continue to move things along and I have to borrow as much as that has come in and that sort of thing.
That's
so
very cool.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Real quick, name reminder. We've talked about this, but if you missed it, in the future, we're going to call the Highway 14 place, we're going to call it Fellowship Greenville Highway 14.
Correct.
Okay? And then the one on Adams Mill, so be surprised, we're going to call it Fellowship Greenville Adams Mill. Now, that is located on Adams Mill Road, so it should be pretty easy to figure out. We know they're kind of both on Highway 14.
But we get it. Don't come up. Don't tell us. Don't think. Don't think you're going to be.
Don't beat the sheep. It's fine.
Don't think you're going to be the first person to tell us that they're both on Highway 14. I want to let you know.
That's true.
Yeah. We know.
This Matter is Fellowship fact, Greenville Highway 14, the one down there, Fellowship Greenville Adams Mill.
It could be a new T-shirt. We know. We know they're both on Highway 14. Mm-hmm. You could say that and just walk around with it.
And last thing on Adams Mill.
Yeah.
It's coming up faster than we think, right? Like, things it could be, happening. We don't have an exact start date, March, April-ish.
Yeah.
So.
Of 2025.
Yeah. Consider whether or not you might be a regular Adams Mill person. You know, start praying about it, talking to your family about it.
What do you think the deciding factor is going to be for people as they think about it? Location, like how close to their house?
That will be a major factor for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I think just the feel of starting something a little new
that could
and
be
adventurous.
100%.
It might feel a little bit smaller than here. Might be a draw to some people.
Yeah. When I was in there today, the auditorium is about the size of auditorium 2 here.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit larger than that. But yeah, that's definitely the feel.
A little homey community church.
I'm telling you what they've got.
And if enough people do that, there'll be 8 services to start and it'll be.
I want to tell you right now, they've got a lot of a nice kid space.
Nice.
As I went through.
We have a lot of kids.
Yeah.
So that's a good.
I know.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. So we're really excited about it. Yeah. Be praying about that for sure. And we're going to keep you updated even as we go into the fall, giving you more and more information about that. Big shout out to our comms team for keeping everybody updated via the socials. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much you're on the socials. I was not on the socials much during the sabbatical. But you can go there and you can find out a lot of different things and see updates.
Speaking of new works, let's talk a little bit about what's happening in Woodruff, the city of Woodruff, South Carolina, the village of Woodruff, a new place called Living Vine Community Church. Tell us a little bit about what's happening.
Well, before I get to Living Vine itself, I'll tell you about Woodruff. It's booming.
Good Mexican restaurant out there.
I don't know if you guys know this or not, but I was just on sabbatical. And I had to go to the DMV.
As long as you're not rubbing it in.
Yeah. And I went to the DMV in Woodruff. One, it's pretty close to my house because I'm right at the Greenville-Spartanburg county line, as everybody knows.
I used to go out
Spartanburg,
to that.
Spartanburg's home for me. It's my people.
We know.
And so I go to the Woodruff DMV because there's not a long line. And so I had to, why did I have to go? I think I returned a license
Get
plate.
New glasses.
Anyway, as I was driving there, you know, it's all the way in the heart of downtown. There's neighborhoods everywhere. They're just putting neighborhoods up everywhere. And the new BMW plant is huge. If you have gone that, I don't know if you've gone that way. It's huge. You turn on the main drag there in Woodruff and all the Bojangles and the Zaxby's and the Starbucks.
It's all there. It's all happening.
That's how you know. That's how you know things are coming.
Also, I would like to say that I think the DMV is doing a good job in South Carolina. And the new branches are doing very efficient work. So you don't always have to go to the one in Woodruff.
I don't remember the last time I heard someone around here complain about the DMV.
Giving a shout out to the DMV and your improvements. Good job.
We have some issues here in South Carolina. We have some challenges. Our roads.
Not great.
Not a lot of.
I don't line my cars anymore. Not I feel like as soon as I pull out.
Not a lot of shoulder. It's like I'm going to run into you or go into this ditch.
Not a lot of shoulder.
Or hit this animal. Like, those are your choices. And so all of that to say, while we do have our gaps, the DMV's really
It's our metaphorical dolphin.
Yes. Way to bring it back. We've missed it. Goodness. Maybe that is your metaphorical dolphin.
I hope
if you've taken
not.
For granted
I hope
the
not.
DMV system.
I got to have a better one than that.
Okay. I appreciate you bringing that.
Back so, to Living Vine.
Woodruff's doing great. Woodruff is growing. And we've had a group of people that have come to Fellowship Greenville for a really long time. A group of people who've been a part of Summit Church. And they live out in the Woodruff area. And so there's already a core group that has been meeting for almost a year now. In community groups for sure. And then the first Sunday night of every month, they've been getting together. You may know David and Mary Swain. They've been at Fellowship Greenville for a really long time. And they have a nice barn out in their vineyard. And
nice barn.
It's a nice barn. Sometimes people get married there.
There have not
have
been
parties.
Any animals in that barn
for
a long time.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Maybe ever.
Yeah. And so that's the space that we're currently using to get started with Living Vine. Thus the name in the middle. I don't know if you get it. In the middle of the vineyard, Living Vine Community Church right
I
there.
I see it now.
Yep. And so it's looking, the plan right now is September 22nd would be the first official service, although there will be services there on September the 8th and September the 15th as we get ready for the first
Don't
official
confuse
service
people,
on September. I'm just saying September.
22nd.
It's really happening. But September 22nd if you're interested. Or you know people who live in that area and might be interested. So really, really exciting. And thankful for the leadership team out there and how they're investing in things. Josh Keels, who is a friend of ours,
yep,
and has been a pastor for years at Summit Church, is going to be a part of the team leading out there as well at Living
good
Vine.
Dude.
So
good dude.
Yep, really good dude. So really excited about it.
Yep.
That's what I wanted to share about
if
that.
If you'd like more insight into the story behind Living Vine and what's going on, there's going to be a link below. Does that mean below? Like a below to a super encouraging video.
Okay. It is a great video. If you haven't seen it yet, I think we showed the same video back in May on Gospel Expansion Sunday.
Yes.
And I bet you could also probably go to the page that we were referencing earlier and
expansion
and see
it's
that
brand
video
new.
As well.
It's opening this week / expansion.
Matt, I know we have a lot of people tuning in. They're interested maybe in how to get plugged in around here, practical next steps. Can you just let them know? Can you remind them of it? Or maybe they'll hear it for the first time.
I absolutely will. If you come into our doors, say the last month or so, or last couple months, you're just starting your journey here, we would point you to Starting Point as your first step here, your first point of connection. It's about a 90-minute introduction to who we are, our values, our beliefs, kind of how we do things. You can meet some of our people. I think there's food, maybe lunch involved still.
90 minutes might sound like a long time to some people, but I'm here to tell you, the
like
way
that
our team has put this together,
It
goes by really fast. Jim Thompson will be there. Jason Malone will be there. Zach Rigsby will
guest
be
stars.
There.
Guest stars, yeah.
Rob Marks will be there.
Wow. So it's a lot of people talking real quick. It's not like one person doing a big, long talk.
But it'll give you a great snapshot.
And your next one is on August 11th, I believe. Yep. And then they are pretty much
every month,
monthly, except for a couple major holiday months.
But we don't meet in we don't do it in December, and we don't do it in July.
10 times a year. We want to keep it available because it's your first point of connection. Yeah. So after that, we have a couple ways you can go after starting point. Yes. We want you to learn how to be a good servant and a disciple.
Yeah.
And so what have we done there? Take it there.
Well, yeah, for sure. There's a place for people to be able to get plugged into a community. We acknowledge that Fellowship's a larger church numerically, and we're constantly as a team, as a staff team, as a pastoral team, talking about how do we make a large church feel small. And we know one of those ways is by encouraging people to step into the context of community group and also people plugging in and serving, mm-hmm. both those two ways in particular. And so we have, after coming out of Starting Point, you have a choice. You could step into something that'll tell you more about how to get plugged into community group. You could step into something that'll give you a little bit more information about serving around here. Both of them are foundational. We ask everybody to do it at some point in time. And so those kind of happen pretty quickly after Starting Point to help people continue to take their next steps and get assimilated.
We got really creative with the names for those. We called them FG Community and FG Serve.
Yeah.
So if you're not sure which one is about which, we can help you with that.
Yeah.
But I think it's you really can good. Do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can do it, people.
Yeah, all this information on our website, on our app, all different places that they can get the info.
Absolutely. Real quick about the church app, it's got wonderful resources, not just for Sunday.
No.
I
used the app this morning.
Yeah.
Read Psalm 103, texted you and a few other buddies about it because I love being able to use the app in that way.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's also some daily things in there. You can practice gratitude, being thankful. You can even share that with some other people. You can leave prayer requests and pray for other people. So if you've never checked out that daily tab in our app, that's a great maybe task for your week. Go try it out.
As we wrap up today, I don't know how long have we gone, do you think? Do you
57
think
we've hit minutes.
No, I think we've been doing pretty good. 26, and this is supposed to be 30 minutes. I didn't even start my clock today.
It's like we have an internal clock for 30 minutes.
About
it's
a incredible. Quarterly update.
Yep.
There's a few things that we want to remind you of as you get ready to turn this podcast off. If you or one of your family members has made a first-time faith decision to trust Jesus and you haven't been baptized yet, we want to let you know that we have a baptism class where we talk about that. Here at FG, we'd love for you to be a part of it. Right before, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but I was on sabbatical. And right before I went on sabbatical, we had a baptism Sunday. It was a part of the Gospel Expansion Sunday.
Yeah, I was
here. And it's the highlight, right? It's the highlight of my year. It's one of my favorites. And so many people got baptized. And all those folks were part of our baptism class. And so if you're interested in that, you can get signed up for that. And as you go about your week, consider making a habit of expressing gratitude. As Matt was just saying, praying for those around you, reading scripture, all of that is on the app. Big shout out once again to our comms team who worked so hard to keep that updated and make it available to everyone. Love seeing people take advantage of that.
And coming to the baptism class doesn't obligate you to be baptized.
That's a good clarification.
It's an exploratory thing. You can learn more about it, see how we do it, what we believe about it, because I know we come from a lot of different faith traditions here.
Yeah.
So that's the place we've designated for you to find out all about it. And then you can make the next decisions. Yeah, I'm in for the next baptism whenever it is.
Yeah, so that's a good clarifying comment.
Thanks, man.
That you did that.
Appreciate it.
So as we get ready to leave today, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for tuning in.
Thank you
for giving us your undivided attention, maybe slightly divided attention, depending on whether you phased in or phased out as we were talking about all of this information. We hope you feel up to date. We hope that you know the important things that you need to know. We hope that you'll try Matt's new grilled cheese hot dog idea. We hope that you'll give thought to your metaphorical dolphin, because we don't want things that are beautiful regularly swimming by you. Yay, jumping out of the water and doing flips.
What a life.
While you miss it.
And lastly, I need you to go into your boss's office, close the door behind you and say, I need a sabbatical.
Yeah.
Just however many weeks you can give me. No, that's probably not going to work.
I don't think that's probably going to work.
But it's been great to have you guys today.
God bless you. We'll see you soon.
I need a sabbatical.
Give me one.
The Jesus on Display podcast is produced right here at Fellowship Greenville in Greenville, South Carolina. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Follow and share this podcast with anyone who might be interested or curious about our church community or how storytelling unites us and helps us feel more connected. To actively keep up with what's going on at our church, head to our website at fellowshipgreenville.org, follow us on all social media platforms, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Thanks so much for tuning in. Grace and peace to you for your week. We'll see you next time.